Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what is today? A new day. What is today? I'm still alive. What is today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me to be a human being. What is today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me and give me hidayah, which is the highest gift Allah can give it to mankind. What the first gift Allah gave it to mankind? Messenger prophets. Allah is choosing them. And what the messenger prophet do? Number one, Allah give them hidayah. Number two, Allah make them work to spread hidayah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. What else I want? What else I want if I know Allah choosing me, Allah loving me, Allah honor me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He elevate me above a lot of billions of His creation. And now what He want from me? He want me to believe in Him, trusting Him, rely on Him, loving Him, show gratitude to Him, be content with whatever He give me, and work for Him. Work for Him. You work for Allah, Allah work for you. You remember Allah, Allah remember you. You thanking Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thanking you. You serve for Allah, Allah serve you. You try to please Allah, Allah pleasing you. You happy with what Allah give you, Allah fill you with contentment. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. What an honor. What a journey of beautiful bounty. A bounty has no end. Imagine, we're very limited. Because we only looking to what we have and not have. We're looking at this moment. Imagine, if I serve Allah, I try to please Allah, Allah promised to please me. How long? For infinity. He can build me a palace in Jannah. He can elevate my rank in Jannah. And He promised to please me, dunya and akhirah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. And the more I thanking Him, He thanking me. And the more I do that, He can build me a palace called the Palace of Thanks. Imagine, who's the contractor? Allah Jalla Jalaluh. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. I do very little and you do a lot. I serve you very little and you serve me for infinity. What a Rabb. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Let me remind you, my brother and sister in Islam. Let me remind you by the most beloved story, one of them. I love it so much. And I always have it in the front of me. When Musa alayhi salam was in the desert to care about the sheep. And in one day afternoon, he was tired. He wanted to go to take a nap. But the shepherd cannot take a nap. Anyway, he took a nap. And when he took a nap, what happened? He wake up before Maghrib, which is a no-no. He find a huge wolf having a stick of wood in his mouth, acting like a shepherd for Musa. Acting as a shepherd for Musa. A wolf, not eating the sheep, no. He is acting like a shepherd for Musa and all the sheep around him. Musa alayhi salam was surprised. Allah revealed it to him. He said, "Ya Musa, are you surprised of the wolf or the one allow to the wolf to work for you?" Musa still shocked. He's watching. He's a human being. Again, Allah revealed it again. Ya Musa, are you shocked of the wolf, or the one allow the wolf to work for you? Musa is still shocked. Now Allah revealed to him, Ya Musa, be for me the way I want. I will be for you the way you want. Ya Musa, be for me the way I want. I will be for you the way you want. Wallahi, I swear by Allah that when I met him, from the moment I read this riwayah, this story, and I tried to live it, Allah make me cry. He make me cry from joy. He make me cry from watching his power, his might, the way he can do things in a way I never expected. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I will give you the secret of this life. Very simple. Remember Allah. Remember you. Thank Allah. Allah thanking you. Be content with Allah and what he give you and not give you. He will please you and fill your heart with contentment, and he increase his bounty. Try to please Allah. He will please you. Don't seek the happiness except to please Allah. He will generate the happiness for you, dunya and akhirah. And you work for Allah, Allah work for you. In a way, you will always will be crying. Don't use your mind. You cannot. Just do what he wants. Believe him. Trust him. Rely on him. Go with him. He's the one to care about you. He's the one who ordained everything. Relax. Whatever happened you like, alhamdulillah. Whatever happened you do not like, alhamdulillah. And just be busy with Allah. I bear witness to Allah. You work for Allah, you try to spread the message. You try to spread the hidayah. You will see wonder, dunya and akhirah. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. Go. Go. Go to the journey of joy with no limit. Go to the journey of honor has no limit. Go to the journey of happiness has no limit. Go to the journey of honor has no limit. Go to the journey of the ultimate elevation, dunya and akhirah, to be for Allah. What an honor. What an honor. What an honor. When you go to some company and the people wear the badge and walking like big shot because the badge containing the name of the company, meaning I'm working for this company. Look at me. You see? And we have something very high. Very high. Imagine I'm working for the owner of dominion. مالك الملك ومالك الملوك. سبحانك يا ربي. سبحانك يا ربي. سبحانك يا ربي. Don't think or feel for any of the crumbs of dunya. But use everything in this dunya to please Allah. Wallahi, I promise you, you will be crying from joy. You will be crying from joy. Don't ever wait for something to make you happy. No. You serve for sabilillah. You try to be good for Allah. Only for Allah. Allah will give you the happiness. Allah will give you the pleasure. Allah will give you tawfiq, the ability, the honor, dunya and akhirah. Rise up. Rise up from hypocrisy and darkness to the purity of iman and devotion and loyalty to Allah Jalla Jalalu. You will see what he will do for you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Choose. Choose which journey you want. journey of drama, shayateen, he said and she said, or the journey of the elevation, dunya and akhirah. Imagine when he come, yawm al-qiyamah, tell you what you want. I want more beauty, you get it. I want more elevation, you get it. I want to go this way, I want. He promised to please you, yawm al-qiyamah. To the point, if you have a member of your family, cannot make it. He tell you what you want. I want my son. I want my daughter. I want my father. I want so and so. He tell you, go get it. Imagine, what an honor. What an honor to Allah give you shafa'a, yawm al-qiyamah. To be interceding in behalf of somebody. Ya Allah, you want an honor? You want tranquility? You want peace? You want security? You want assurance? You want the ultimate pleasure, dunya and akhirah, only with Allah, for Allah. Go, my brother and sister in Islam, choose and honor yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.